It's most everyone's favorite day of the week, and this is definitely everyone's favorite radio program. Well, at least in my mind it is. It's the Friday Show, sponsored by Cocapelli Grill in downtown Port Angeles. We're already on the second Friday in November, kind of finding that hard to believe. We're halfway through November. That's a little scary to me, right? Well, we have a long month.
There's five Fridays.
Yeah, it's a long month. I'm Steph, and I'm the trusty sidekick of Stan Como, who sits across from me, who already has one foot out the door, as he is just 3.5 hours from a glorious 9 days off of work.
Yay!
Oh, and speaking of that, Stan, I have something to say. You, and you won't hear this often, so you better, I don't know, record the show or something. You're pretty smart.
Hold it. Okay. Nope, it wasn't
ready?
Listening.
Okay, now, you ready? All right. You're pretty smart. That was it right there.
That's fine. Stop right there.
You're pretty smart always taking vacation right before Thanksgiving because you have this whole week off work, and then just 2 weeks later, you get another 2 days for the holiday. That's kind of nice. You know, you only have to work a week. But here's the thing. This is my question. Why would you take next week off, then come back to work on your birthday, Monday, November 18th? That's Stan's birthday.
Is it my birthday?
The day you come back from vacation is your birthday. And then you have to work another full week and a half before you get those two holidays. Why not just push it out next year and take the week before Thanksgiving off? That way you get your birthday off and you only have to come back to work for 3 days. Think about it. You planned that all wrong. I mean, you were smart. You were kind of, I think you were thinking along the same lines, but you didn't really, that wasn't, I don't know. I think you should have done it the week before Thanksgiving. That's just me. I don't know. I mean, now in retrospect, are you feeling like you probably made a mistake?
Yes.
Okay. So that leads me to this. This is my big thing. Each morning I hear you guys on the morning scramble and you guys do your little thing. You all have a thing that you talk about, right?
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous because I know exactly what I'd be talking about or ranting about if I were on the air with you in the morning. So here's my thing.
Okay.
This is about your vacation in November. Why on earth, number one, would you take a vacation in the Pacific Northwest in the winter? I mean, it's wintry weather. I mean, it's still fall, but it's 40 some degrees, right?
Yeah.
I don't get it. A lot of people are here, you know, and they think it's too cold. They take vacation somewhere warm, but you take time off and you don't go somewhere warm. I mean, do you have a week's worth of firewood to stack?
No.
So you are sitting there so quiet. You literally...
You made a big mistake.
Okay, so this is the thing. I looked up types of things strange people like you can or should do during winter vacation, all right?
What am I supposed to do?
Number one, look for a new job. Number two.
All I wanted was a few days off.
Number two, catch up on your chores. God, this is so boring. Number three, make New Year's resolutions. Number four, get ahead at work. Sorry, I can hardly contain myself here. Number five, clean out your closet.
I do have a messy closet.
Number six, clear your DVR. Do you have a lot of things unwatched in your DVR?
I don't know. I don't know how to operate it.
Sorry. Number seven, send out thank you cards for anything that you've been putting off. Oh, okay. Number eight.
All I wanted was a few days off.
I'm so sorry. Number eight, spend time with someone special. Okay, that's a given. Lady Di is amazing. You love your wife.
She's going to Hawaii.
This is an absolute disaster. Okay, last two things, which your wife does anyway all the time. Plan your budget and prepare your tax materials.
She does that.
She's
all the
kind
time.
Of a bookkeeper type.
Yeah.
Oh, Stan, that is the most boring list of things I have ever read in my life, and I had to call you out on it. Sorry.
All I wanted was a couple of days off.
Okay, moving on.
I guess I'll just come into work on Monday.
You could take your birthday off. I'm sure that nobody would mind. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I have nowhere to go.
Do you want me to just keep going?
No. No, that's enough. Anyway, this is the KONP Friday show. Stan and Steph.
You're so depressed.
I'm so depressed.
Oh, okay, so let's move on. You got to, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's brought to you by Coke Pelly Grill, downtown Port Angeles.
Pull yourself together.
Lots of good food.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry. I have to apologize.
It's all right.
I had no idea this is how it would turn out.
It's my vacation. Waiting all year for it. No big deal. With that aside, it's time for...
It's my turn again. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Well, and of all things, it's you're supposed to do coming attractions.
I know.
So you just ripped my vacation to shreds, and now you're going to tell us all how to have a good weekend. All the fun we could have Saturday and Sunday. So.
Oh, well,
Without further ado.
You better listen up, Stan, because these are things you need to add into that boring list.
The Grim Reaper of Leisure Time, Stephanie Ray.
Oh, okay, this is perfect. This is perfect to start with. Ghost Light Productions, Young Thespians Shows, is presenting Elf the Musical Junior. You remember the movie Elf?
Oh, yeah.
It was so cute. I watch it every holiday season.
The only complaint I have with the movie Elf is if they would just show it in December, that'd be fine. But they show that stupid picture
all year round. All year round. Okay. You're right.
That good.
You're right. However, this is going to be adorable. 25 student actors, 7 to 18 years old from Squim and Port Angeles, will perform 8 shows between tonight and November 17th. Oh, that's right, the end of your vacation. It's perfect, Stan. You could go to this every night.
Let's not
okay.
Let's Sorry. Not refer to my vacation, shall we?
Oh, this is just perfect timing. It's at the
Port Angeles. I wait all year for a vacation. I look forward to it.
Not anymore.
Not so much now.
The Elf Musical Junior is playing at the Port Angeles Community Playhouse right there on Lordson Boulevard. Shows will be at 7:30 tonight and Saturday night. And then again, November 15th and 16th at 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday, as well as the 16th and 17th of November. Tickets are $12 and can be purchased in advance at ghostlightproductions.com or at the door. The play adapts the 2003 movie, of course, starring Will Ferrell, featuring songs by Matthew Sklar, and Chad Begulin, based on the book by Thomas Meehan and Bob Martin. And they say it's fairly faithful to the movie, which is great because, you know, the movie's pretty awesome. It's cute. It's a cute movie. So if you'd like to get more information on that, you can call 360-207-0130. I don't see you writing this down. I insist that you add this to your list, Stan.
I'm committing it to memory.
Okay. And here's something that you also need to take note of, Stan, because I know you love donuts, especially Krispy Kremes, right?
I do.
Spanish students from Crescent High School, I always love knowing about this because sometimes I'm driving by and I don't have any extra cash in my car, but Spanish students from Crescent High School are doing the Krispy Kreme sales tomorrow morning. They'll be located right in front of Sergio's. That is at 205 East 8th Street, 8th and Lincoln. That's starting at 8 a.m. until they sell out, which I've heard them sell out in an hour or two. So if you want your yummy Krispy Kremes, go support a good cause. They'll also be right there in the lot next to Fanaticus, the old Fanaticus, starting at 8:30. And proceeds help fund the class's upcoming trip to Costa Rica. How cool is that?
Wow.
I've been to Costa Rica. It's amazing. So go get your Krispy Kremes tomorrow. Also big downtown this weekend is Novemberfest. This is the basic kind of shop till you drop thing going on in downtown. They'll have over 30 downtown businesses participating. Businesses will have refreshments. And then in each one you go to, you'll be able to enter into a drawing to win gift cards from all of those people participating. So if you have your holiday shopping list ready, head downtown 10 o'clock tomorrow until 8 p.m. So all day long. Places are obviously staying open late. We've got places like Alley Cat Boutique, Angelus Brewing, Anime Cat, Bada Bean, Bar Hop, Brown's Outdoor, Next Door Gastropub, Olympic Stationers, Skincare Suite, Straight Slice, all kinds of places doing the specials and the drawings. So start your holiday shopping now. I'm almost done, Stan. I'm almost done shopping.
So almost done? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
But you do that every year.
I do. I started that a few years ago. It's just so much less stressful in December when I get it all done. So I might go down, get a few more things I don't need. Also, the second Friday Art Rock will be at Bar 9 tonight. Not Art Walk, Art Rock. It's going to kick off Port Angeles's monthly second Saturday Art Walk. A band called Too Far is launching at 9 o'clock. And then they'll have performances by Olympic Peninsula Funk Band at Bar 9. So it's kind of an art and music thing. $3 cover charge will help support the musicians and artists. And then places like Harbor Art right around the corner will be participating. And I got my own personal invitation to this at Studio Bob's. Ernst is having other talented colleagues to participate in an event with, you know, photography and all his great works. We know he's amazing. Mm-hmm. He takes our photos here, and he'll have some other photographers' works on display as well. So all kinds of stuff going on downtown for the second Friday Art Walk or Rock and Saturday as well.
Gotcha.
There's also another play opening this weekend at Olympic Theater Arts. It's called Silent Sky. It's a true story of a 19th century astronomer. And that will run November 8th through the 24th. And you can get more information at olympictheaterarts.org. Fridays and Saturdays, it will play at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock. The preview was last night, and then it'll start their official play this weekend. I wanted to know, before I forget, Stan, have you seen the previews for that new movie? It's playing out at Deer Park, Dr. Sleep.
I don't think so.
It's years following the events of The Shining, and now adult Dan Torrance meets again. Oh my gosh, I was watching that
sequel.
I know, and I'm thinking, how do you follow up The Shining? They've already done, you've seen the remakes, right? There have been a couple of remakes since the original with Jack Nicholson.
No.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
They're terrible. I can't believe they're taking the little boy, making him a grown-up, and going, it looks like, oh gosh, it looks so weird. It just looks weird. I don't know why you would do that.
I'll see your Shining sequel and raise you another tedious Batman movie is coming out.
Oh yeah.
Now they're talking about, I think it was Colin Farrell as the Penguin or some stupid thing, but
oh boy.
Colin Farrell
as the Penguin?
I don't know. Or Batman,
right,
or
right,
Batwoman,
somebody.
Or Cap. I couldn't care less, but another Batman movie coming down the pike.
Yeah.
Lord spare us. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Something else this weekend that I would love to participate in, but of course, because it involves wine and touring wineries, I'm not going to be able to do that with my child. They frown upon that.
Mm-hmm. As they should.
9 artisan North Olympic Peninsula wineries and cideries will pair libations and local savory cuisine during a weekend harvest wine tour. This happens every year. All venues will be open from 11 to 5 Saturday and Sunday for the self-guided tour. Some venues may have extended hours. Advance tickets are available online for $40 or $45 at the door. The tickets include a souvenir wine glass, wine tasting at each winery, and food. Visitors who get their ticket stamped at all 9 locations will be entered into a drawing for a gift basket. I'm assuming that basket includes a lot of wine.
I would think.
That's just a guess.
I would think so.
Tasting fees for those not participating in the ticketed event will be $10 a person. So maybe you just wanted to go to 3 different ones. You pay $10 a pop. So just to name a few things they're doing at Finn River Farm, which I've heard amazing things about in Shimicum, they recommend boots, number one. That's your first sign right there. It's cool. It's outdoors. It's probably a little muddy. I like that. I don't have any boots like that, but...
Perfect excuse to go out and buy a new pair of boots.
Yes, exactly. That was my point. I need ones for mud now. Participants will be welcome to walk the orchard and then enjoy hot cider. cocktail, hot cider, because you're outside. And weather permitting, children can enjoy the cornhole, ladder ball, and bouncy animals at the Port Townsend Vineyards. They'll have a garden setting and blazing fire pit at Camaraderie Cellars. These are all fun, kind of still outdoorsy because it's not yet super, super cold. It's just really cold, right? 40 is really cold to me, but
40.
Oh my gosh, you're laughing.
40 is really
just
cold.
Just because you grew up in negative 53 degrees.
40 degrees is really cold?
Yeah.
What do we get in the summer here?
I just 65? Lived in Hawaii for like 3 weeks this summer.
Yeah, but our summer is 65. 40 can't be considered.
It's really cold. Okay. Stop.
Okay.
Anyway, go enjoy the really cold weather and tour these wineries. Harbinger, Camaraderie, Olympic Cellars, Windrose, Fairwinds, Port Townsend Vineyards, Marrowstone Vineyards, and Finn River. If you like wine, like me, and cider, you'll want to go do that. If you're into some music at the casino, tonight at 9, Megs McLean is playing, no cover charge. And then I just want to mention next Thursday, our very own house band, Black Diamond Junction, will be out playing at, I said that, 6 o'clock, right? No cover charge for that either. And Stan, I want to say that this whole time I've been talking about stuff going on, I haven't seen you writing anything down.
It's all up here. It's all up here
You're getting a little older. Things may get forgotten.
It's all up here in the gray matter.
Okay. Something else this weekend. There's a dinner to honor veterans November 9th. No charge for veterans, of course. All others by donation. Proceeds go to benefit veterans services. There will be a beef pot roast, potatoes and gravy.
That
one of my
good.
Favorite things. Vegetable salad. At the Squim Elks Lodge, 4:30 is the social hour. They'll have a no-host bar. The Squim Elks Lodge is located out there on Port Williams Road. If you have questions or you'd like to attend this and are wondering a little more about it, you can call 360-683-2763. And that is on the 9th, which is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So go honor your veterans and do that tomorrow.
Coming attractions, a weekend full of fun, courtesy of Stephanie Ray. Atta girl. All right, come back with more. We have sunshine outside and a big fat 50 on the thermometer as the Friday show continues, brought to you by Coke Pelly Grill.
Do you love to dance? Do you love live music? If that's what you're looking for, mark Saturday, November 16th on your calendar for Chapter 5 at Seven Cedars Casino. A mix of dance, R&B, funk, hip-hop, and rock is what they'll bring to Club 7 at 9 o'clock. From Marvin Gaye to Cameo, Seal to Naughty by Nature, Chapter 5 is a mix of all your favorites. Expect classic songs done with a contemporary groove. Get the gang together and plan on being at Seven Cedars Casino on November 16th. For Chapter 5. For more information about this and other upcoming events, visit SevenCedarsResort.com.
Stick out your tongue and say, ah, it's the craziest thing you ever saw. Here at Olympic Game Farm, they say howdy with a wave of a paw. Now it's hard to steer clear of the elk and the deer when they pop in to say hello. They've got lions and tigers and bears.
Oh,
don't forget about the buffalo. It's impossible to say calm. So come out with your dad and your mom. Canine and feline. You'll find us online at onlygamefarm.com.
With fall upon us, let's talk power outages. Hi, this is Clallam PUD, and we have a few tips to help you as we enter storm season. Get prepared now by checking your flashlights and purchasing extra batteries. Stock up on non-perishable food and water. Have a plan for any medical devices that require power or medications that need refrigeration. If your power does go out, first check your breakers. If they're okay, then report the outage to us by phone or by using our Smart Hub app on your mobile device. Visit clallampud.net for updates, to view our current outage map, and for tips and resources on outage preparation and safety.
Habitat for Humanity is excited to host the first ever holiday tour of homes, December 6th and 7th. Join friends and neighbors to get a private guided tour of four exquisitely decorated holiday homes. Participants of the tour will meet at a starting location and be bused to the homes on tour. Tickets for this fun night out are on sale now at Brown Paper Tickets. All proceeds support Habitat of Clallam County. Get into the holiday spirit and help a good cause. Log on to brownpapertickets.com and search Holiday Tour of Homes for more details.
This is Debbie Wheeler, nurse practitioner in Port Angeles with Primary Care Solutions. If you're new to the area or looking for a provider, give me a call and set up an appointment. Call 360-205-7865 or at DeborahWheelerARNP.com. For women's health, general exams, CDL physicals, or general primary care, call Primary Care Solutions at 360-205-7865. Most major insurance accepted, discounts offered for payment at time of service.
Everything is so delicious at Sengoku Hibachi and Sushi, I'm certain you'll want to share, but not your meal. It's too good to do that. So just go there and get one free for your friend. Yes, I said free. Sushi lovers unite, because right now for happy hour Monday through Thursday from 2 till 5, order any special sushi roll on the menu and get one basic roll free. There's 14 to choose from, like the Port Angeles roll, the baby lobster roll, or my personal favorite, the Goku roll. Try Sengoku Hibachi and Sushi today. Amazing food and friendly service. 124 West Front Street, open 7 days a week.
It's KONP Friday show. Reputed dull guy, Stan Como here with Russian asset Stephanie Ray. And the Cocopelli team standing by. Hopefully we can chat with Chef Michael in a few minutes. We actually did get to talk with him last Friday, but
I know
sometimes he gets so darn busy.
And it's getting into the winter busy time of year for him.
Yep. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is threatening to enter the Democratic race for the presidential nomination. The billionaire doesn't think any of the existing Dems can beat Trump. Kind of agree with him there. He's the guy who wanted to tell us how big of a soda we could have.
What?
Yeah. Oh, goody. More of the nanny state. Yeah, he was trying to... You couldn't buy a soda that was more than 4 ounces or whatever it was.
Wow.
I forget. So that's just what we need. A couple of things that we could add on to the coming attractions that kind of got by me. Drennan and Ford today is wrapping up their Operation Sweaters for Veterans. They've been doing this now for 10 years out at Drennan and Ford Funeral Home and Crematory out on Monroe. You still have time up till about 4 o'clock or so today to present them with your donation of gently used or brand new, if you can do it, sweaters, coats, jackets, blankets, rain gear, gloves, hats, socks, any of that sort of thing, to be distributed to our vets in need right here on the Olympic Peninsula. They collect typically thousands of these things, these articles, through the generosity of the people who live here every year. Aww. Operation Sweaters for Veterans. But they're wrapping that up today so they can, you know, get them distributed in time for the cold weather. And then, I don't think you mentioned this, it's the Olympic Peninsula Seahawkers going to have a Seahawks watch party.
Aww.
Monday night. Hawks are playing Monday night football in Frisco. And in the Elks Ballroom, the Olympic Peninsula Seahawkers invite you to join them for a free event. Watch the game. It's going to be family friendly, so don't be afraid to bring the kids. They'll have potluck food, and they're going to raffle off a bunch of prizes, including an autographed football signed by Cliff Averill, number 56.
Ooh.
So other raffle items as well, and all the money they make goes to Pennies for Quarters.
I love Pennies for Quarters.
Yeah, they're helping the local homeless vets. So it's a Monday night watch party. The Hawks and the Niners over at the Elks Ballroom this Monday night. Again, it's free and it is family friendly.
Well, since you mentioned a Monday night thing, and I didn't mention this because I was so caught up in weekend stuff, but of course, as we know, we've got a holiday, Veterans Day, and there's the annual Veterans Day ceremony sponsored by the Clallam County Veterans Association. That will be... out at the Coast Guard Air Station. And so that is basically where, you know, the public can attend, and you enter the facility from the front gate right out there on the hook starting at 9:30. And of course, there'll be enhanced security requirements. So arrive early and expect delays at the gates. You must arrive by vehicle, no walk-ons or bicycles or anything like that. And you have to present a valid government-issued form of identification to access the base. And of course, no weapons or anything like that. Yeah. Dress accordingly, because it's chilly, outdoor type of thing. But go honor your veterans and go to that on Monday at 9:30 out at the Air Force Base. And or veterans, Coast Guard Base, excuse me.
Coast Guard Base. Yes. Veterans Day being Monday, a three-day holiday weekend for yes. many people listening in.
Not us.
Well, I'll be kicking off a week-long vacation, which I was really looking forward to until this show got underway.
Not so much anymore.
No, my enthusiasm has waned, quite a bit.
Well, while we were on break, you went to therapy real quick.
Uh-huh, and it helped. It helped. Outside, kind of variably cloudy, and again, we have a 50. It's about 27 away from 2, and more to come on the KONP Friday show after this.
This Saturday, starting at 8 a.m., shop Coastal's one-day sale with amazing savings store-wide and Coastal Cash.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, we're just what the country needs.
This Saturday, clothing and footwear at your nearby Coastal are 20% off regular prices, and everything else in the store is 10% off. Plus, on an amazing clearance bonus on all Red Tag clothing and footwear, buy one, get one at 50% off. 50% off item of equal or lesser value. And for every $50 you spend, you'll receive $10 in Coastal Cash. The November one-day sale going on Saturday at every Coastal in the Northwest. Sale excludes Honda, Husqvarna, steel, live animals, guns, ammo, peg, Perigo, gift cards, licenses, gas-powered equipment, and previous purchases. Limit of $200 in Coastal Cash with qualified purchase. Coastal Cash good November 10 through 16 only. See store for details. Sale items available in stores only.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, we're just what the country needs.
Now open in Squim in Bell Creek Plaza.
Y'all like yourself some good eatins?
If you do, you're going to want to mosey into Bourbon West for happy hour. And let me tell you, happy hour is a little different around here. Noon till 5 p.m. daily. Yeah, I said noon to 5, partner. Y'all can get the best handmade pretzels around. And right here's the kicker. Choose from 7 different dipping sauces. Hot or cold, we reckon you're going to want to try all of them and wash them down with your craft beers for just $5. And your bourbon flats starting at $10. And mark Wednesday nights for trivia with Chigs starting at 7 p.m. Bourbon West, open noon till 2 a.m. daily.
Oh, sweetheart, there's so much to be grateful for. Our home, our health, and the Elwha River Casino.
El what?
Elwha.
Okay, but why give thanks to the Elwha?
Only all the fun ways to win cash this November, like pigskin pick'em and the slot turkey tourney.
Cash, turkeys, and football? El, what are we waiting for? Get me to the Elwha.
Play Pigskin Pick'em at the Elwha River Casino. Earn points with your rewards card and choose your favorite team for a chance to win cash every Tuesday. First place gets $150. And don't miss the slot turkey tourney on Friday, November 22nd. Rewards members can win up to $300 and a turkey. Wednesdays are senior day, and every Sunday from 4 to 7, you can enjoy a steak dinner for just $6.99 at the River's Edge Grill. And a friendly reminder, the casino will be closed for maintenance starting at 10 p.m. on November 23rd, reopening on Wednesday the 27th. Catch all the Thanksgiving fun at the Elwha River Casino this November, the friendliest casino on the peninsula, just west of Port Angeles.
Steve Bannon, who was the chief executive of the Trump campaign, testified today in the trial of Roger Stone. Stone is on trial for witness tampering and lying to Congress about his connections to WikiLeaks during the 2016 campaign. Bannon told the court he saw Stone as a, quote, access point to WikiLeaks. Bannon also saying he thought Stone could talk directly to Assange. President Trump speaking to African-American supporters today in Georgia.
The support we're getting from the African-American community has been overwhelming, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your courage and tenacity and devotion.
This as former Vice President Joe Biden officially files to be on New Hampshire's primary ballot.
One of the reasons I'm running is to make sure that we maintain this democracy we have.
And former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is also mulling over a 2020 presidential bid. Health officials say they may have found a strong culprit for a string of vaping-related illnesses. One government lab found a chemical compound. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Here is your AccuWeather forecast. This afternoon, mostly cloudy, high 53. Cloudy skies for tonight, low 43. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high 53 once again. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow night, low 44. For Sunday, mostly cloudy skies remain, high 52. A few clouds for Sunday night, low 42. Looking ahead to Monday as you kick off your week, it will be mostly cloudy with a high of 53. For AccuWeather, I'm Cheryl Golden.
And we're back again on the Friday show with Stan and Steph.
Trying to move you a little closer to the weekend. For some folks, a three-day holiday weekend. And This is the point in the show where we try to chat with Chef Michael McQuay, Cocopelli Grill, right downtown Port Angeles at Front Lincoln. Hi, Mike.
Hey, you got me.
Gotcha. How's everything at the restaurant?
Everything's smooth.
Smooth sailing. Time to enjoy a harvest of flavors at Cocopelli Grill with those fresh, fine seafood, pasta, steaks, pretty much whatever your favorite dish might be. You can order it up at Cocopelli Grill. You got the whole team busy in the kitchen, I suppose.
Yeah, we're still busy, and it's Friday, so we live for the weekends this time of year.
We sure do. TGIF. Say, we were talking about Thanksgiving, people looking ahead, making plans, and though the restaurant will be closed on Thanksgiving, you still can provide the meal, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I actually just took an order today for 25 people for a full Thanksgiving dinner. They're going to pick it up Wednesday, and they'll be all panned up and ready to go. Smoked turkey, ham, stuffing, all the sides, all the whole nine yards, is pop it in the oven, and boom.
You don't make any of that gross green bean and shoestring casserole, do you?
Nah,
It's so good.
It's green bean and shoestring casserole. Yeah.
Yum. You guys are weird.
With that onion stuff in it?
Yes.
No, thanks.
No, thanks.
Anyway, just the good stuff. Now, there's probably a limit on how much of that you can do.
Yeah, and you got to actually, like the order we got today, I got to get those turkeys brined almost immediately. Hams, same thing. We also do prime rib to go. For the whole holiday season, you know, it's I think it's $29 a pound. Choice smoked prime ribeyes with jus. You can order them by the piece or even with sides.
Oh.
We did a bunch of those last holiday season. So when you got a bunch of guests coming over and maybe you just want the center of the plate deal, and let me smoke your prime rib for you.
Not bad.
Wow.
Not bad. So they just call the regular number, 457-6040, and they can make arrangements?
That's right.
Very cool. Say, are you going to have, over at Coyote Barbecue Pub, are you going to have the Huskies on the big screen tonight and the Seahawks on Monday?
Oh, you betcha.
What a great way to sit there and chow down on your wings or your chili.
Hey,
yeah.
Come on.
And you got all that beer?
Yeah, we got a lot of beer.
Okay, well, if you're looking for a place to watch the game, it could be tonight, could be Monday night, Coyote Barbecue Pub right next to Cocopelli Grill.
Yeah, and also, by popular demand, we're bringing back the those monstrous brontosaurus ribs starting next Friday.
Yeah, every Friday, those mega brontosaurus ribs. I love it.
Yeah.
And they're huge.
Yeah, Fred Flintstone style.
Exactly.
Absolutely huge.
And if you're looking for a beautiful evening view now that the sun is going down a lot sooner, I went in last Friday, Michael, and had your last bit of your halibut, the potato-encrusted halibut.
Oh, my goodness.
I ate it in the Waterview Lounge, and it was amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yes, I'm so glad I got to enjoy a little bit of fresh halibut before it's all gone.
Yeah, we have... the season just got extended, so we're going to have halibut, probably through fresh halibut, through next weekend.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Say one other thing is you still have some availability for holiday party catering?
Just the 21st for the weekends. That's all I got, and I got two people looking at it, so I don't know what will happen by Monday, but that's the only, I mean, I'm double and triple booked every other weekend in December. Lots of Sundays, and already booking up on weekdays, but most of that smaller business groups that are, you know, 6 to 8 people are just going to dine in the restaurant.
You snooze.
But still, you need reservations in December.
You snooze, you lose.
Snooze, you lose.
All right. Well, thanks, Michael. Make it a good weekend. Folks,
right.
It's 457-6040 Cocopelli Grill, downtown Port Angeles, front in Lincoln, right next door to the Seaster restaurant, Coyote Barbecue Pub. By the way, you can call ahead to Coyote, get your food all prepared and waiting for you to pick up, 477-4947. And I did it again. I got myself hungry. Just thinking about watching the football game and having something cool to drink. And
those brontosaurus ribs popped in your head.
Or the ribs, or I was thinking actually about the wings.
Oh, those are good, too.
While you watch the game.
I'm not even a wing person, but I like his.
They even provide the napkins for you.
And let me just express, I know you just said it, but reservations, big time. I went in there, and I was thinking, oh, no problem. It's 8:05 at night on a Friday. Why would I have to worry about, you know, I'm sure I can just walk in. It's got to be half empty. It was packed. And I had to wait maybe 5 minutes, but there was only one table in the Waterview Lounge and they had to get it ready for me and everything. But the place was totally packed at 8:05 on a Friday night. So if you're looking for that dinner at Cocopelli's, definitely call for reservations.
No, I mean, it's a phone call for crying out.
No, it was a last minute thing. I was thinking about the halibut all dang day.
Yeah.
And so I went, I really want to go. Let's go. Mm-hmm. So
457-6040. We really should talk about this. Green bean shoestring casserole thing.
I don't use the shoestring ones. I use the regular green beans. But I
no, the shoestring potatoes. I had an aunt once that would put all the shoestring potata thingies all over the
onions,
top of
the crispy little shoestring onion things.
Well, the reason I bring it up, I guess, in part, is that they come out with a poll. They always come out with these stupid surveys, but this one caught my eye. The Harris poll. Of more than 2,000 Americans come up with the most hated Thanksgiving dishes. And I suppose the results could surprise you. At the top of the most despised list of Thanksgiving dishes, what do you think it is?
It's the green bean thing.
The green bean casserole?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's actually not. That would be at the top of mine.
Most despised. Probably nothing that I have, because I can't think of anything that is always on my table that I roll my eyes about.
The controversial canned
cranberry
sauce.
I knew it. My mom loves any kind of cranberry sauce, whether it's canned or sliced or homemade. I hate it.
The wiggly, jiggly, gelatinous jello type.
Hate it. It's gross. It tastes gross. It looks gross.
Yeah,
but
agree.
Cranberry flavored things with other things in it, like cream cheese or, you know, nuts and other things mixed, those are good. The plain cranberry gelatin.
Yeah, I'm with you. Number two is green bean casserole. Hey, the guy is a chef. Mike is a chef.
He's also
he should know.
No, he knows a lot, but maybe that's just not his specialty.
All right. So if somebody brings over the dreaded green bean casserole, folks, just forward it over to Steph's house and she'll polish
it. I have a special
out.
Way. I don't make it the normal way, but it's not hated at my house.
The third item, which I vehemently disagree with. I mean, I strongly protest. Sweet potato casserole.
Are you kidding me?
That's what it says.
That is the one thing that I make that I love.
I would crawl across cut glass for Lady Di's sweet potatoes with the marshmallow goop and the brown
and
sugar.
And the drizzle. Yeah, mine is I take them and I kind of whip them and then I put this encrusted stuff on the top and there's, it's really good.
So anyway, plus it gives you something you smush your roll into to goop it. Oh.
Even your turkey. What? It's number three on the hated list?
Unbelievably. Anyway, so anyway.
Is turkey next?
No, that's as far as I went. I went with the top
man.
Three.
That's ridiculous. How un-American.
Anyway, so I can agree with two of the three, but not the third one. Anyway, looking ahead to Thanksgiving, one of my favorite days of the whole year, on the KONP Friday Show, 14 before 2.
And now we turn to Ted for a look at the forecast.
Carl, our pie-in-the-sky Domino's Pizza Outlook shows a strong flow of thick, flavorful sauce moving over Domino's fresh-made crust. Meanwhile, this massive cheese is going to collide with a heavy influx of meats to create the perfect storm of Domino's deliciousness. There's also a chance of many other fresh, tasty toppings developing as well.
Get a large three-topping pizza, just $8.99, carry out only. Order online at Domino's.com.
The prices are falling at Leet's Farm Supply in Squim. Vito here letting you know our palletful savings on wood pellets and fire logs, starting at just $209 a pallet. Need food for the pooch? All dog food bags 28 pounds or larger are $8 off. You'll also save big on all Tough One horse blankets at 20% off, Husqvarna Rancher chainsaws at $20 off, and 2019 utility and super wide trailers are up to $500 off. This fall sale only goes through the 9th at Leet's Farm Supply in Squim.
Fall is really here, and we are gearing up for the holidays at Parkview Villas. This is Beth, and I invite you to come and see us. Have you ever wondered about what we have to offer? Come on by. Take a tour and enjoy a meal in the dining room, or stay for a performance by a local musician. I would love to have you as our guest. In this season of gratitude, on behalf of the Parkview Villas family, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving and hope this month begins a wonderful holiday season for you. Give me a call at 360-452-7222 to schedule your visit. You'll be glad you did.
Your community-minded friends at First Federal bring you the Community Corner, highlighting good things happening right here in our area.
Hi, I'm Abby Sill, and I'm the graphic designer at First Federal. I love living here because my family is here and has been for four generations. My granddad was born where the Y is now, my mom went to Lincoln School, and I was born and raised here. I love working at First Federal because I'm given space to create, and my opinion is respected as an artist. I'm given projects that are helpful to the community, allowing me to give back to this community in my own way.
First Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join us on the radio Thursday, November 21st for the annual KONP Port Angeles Lions Radioathon to benefit the Port Angeles Food Bank. On that day, Lions members will be on the air asking for your donation of cash and non-perishable food items. This is one of the food bank's largest food and fundraisers of the year, so it's important that we all give. During the holiday season, let's remember those in our community who struggle to put food on the table. They need the assistance of the food bank. We need you. Tune in and be ready with your contribution during the annual Radioathon to benefit the Port Angeles Food Bank on Thursday, November 21st. The generosity of this community is always amazing. Thanks from the Port Angeles Lions and KONP.
Community Corner on KONP, presented by First Federal.
Mention this with the chef. The Huskies are at Oregon State tonight. UW is 5-4. Beavers are 4-4. Catch it on KONP 6:30 pregame. They'll kick it off about 7:30. Then Monday night, the Seahawks play the big one in San Francisco against the undefeated 49ers. Pregame Monday afternoon, 4 o'clock right here, and kickoff at 5:15. Pete Carroll's Seahawks are 26-5-1. In prime time over the years. So the fact that the game is a prime timer.
Yeah.
You know, you got to like their, even though it's in San Francisco and the 49ers are pretty good now, you still got to like their chances just because of tradition and history.
Yep. I want to chat about the
play. By the way, just because I've pointed out when she doesn't wear it, Steph does have her new Seahawks hoodie sweatshirt on today.
Yes, so. Courtesy of my mother. So I am in spirit today.
Did she make that?
Yes, she embroidered it.
You're kidding me.
I am kidding you. Are you? You're that gullible?
I was going to say, that's pretty fine.
No, right. It was a gift. I want to chat about where I think you should be doing your banking, and I think that Stan would agree with me. Our friends over at Straight View Credit Union are some of our very favorite people. They are your hometown banking solution. All of their decision-making happens right there in-house. You know, normally when you go in for a loan or something like that at a bank, you have to wait a few days. I mean, minimum.
They make you twist in the wind.
They do. You're sweating and waiting on pins and needles, yeah. And Straight View decisions happen right there in-house, often within the day. They still have the lowest loan rates. And I've been saying that for a while now. It is still true. So if you're looking to get that new car or piece of machinery,
maybe a little holiday money.
Holiday money. What a great idea, Stan. Well, Straight View can help you today. So go see them. They can almost always meet anyone else's rates. There just isn't a reason to go anywhere else. And why would you when you walk through the door and you just feel like family? I love to be called by name when I walk into any business.
I'm not always happy about the names they call me.
Stan. Okay. Well,
I'm teasing.
Stan doesn't get called any names other than Stan at Straight View.
Just kidding.
So if you were thinking about switching banks or doing research on banks, make sure to make the Straight View switch and keep it close to home. If you have any questions, just pick up the phone and give Lori and the gang a call, 360-452-3883. You can also click svcu.com. Straight View is located right there on South Lincoln by Safeway in Port Angeles. Member NCUA, equal housing lender. The end.
Very good. Very good.
Very good.
So. If you... If you thought the United States was the only place where you'll find a, occasionally find a moron wearing a judge's robe, you were wrong. A 33-year-old orangutan granted legal personhood by a judge in Argentina is settling into her new surroundings at the Center for Great Apes in Central Florida. Patty Reagan is the director of the center in Wachula, Florida, says Sandra, the monkey, is very sweet and inquisitive in adjusting to her new home. She was born in Germany, spent 25 years at the Buenos Aires Zoo before arriving in Florida in earlier this month.
Wow, she's a world traveler.
I guess.
Man.
Imagine all the stickers on her suitcase.
I know.
She was shy when she first arrived, but once she saw the swing, the toys, the grassy areas in her new home, she went out to explore. This judge, is her name is Elena Liberatore, and she made a landmark ruling in 2015 declaring that Sandra, the orangutan, is legally not an animal, but a non-human person.
What?
And thus is entitled to some legal rights enjoyed by people and also entitled to better living conditions. Your Honor, Sandra is a monkey.
So she identifies as not a human, but not an orangutan?
I'd like to know what this judge identifies as.
Exactly. I'm so confused.
She's a monkey for... I mean, when she starts paying taxes, I guess
Then we can identify her as something else. They're the ones with the orange, red rear ends, right?
Yeah.
No, is that a baboon?
I'm not sure.
Are they all the same?
I never paid that much attention to
the rear end of an orangutan.
Okay. Let's see. I've just been handed a note. I'll try to make sense of it. There's a car accident has happened near the Port Angeles Plaza, 3 to 4 cars involved.
Oh, that's a bad area.
Heading in the westbound direction. You can get by in the right lane, but it's going to probably back things up some. So an accident.
It's out by McDonald's and the Rite Aid.
Yeah, and out there by the Port Angeles Plaza. And it's affecting mainly those heading west.
Yeah,
you can get by in the right-hand lane. So there's a little traffic tip for you this afternoon. He'll be back after this.
Remember Buku energy drinks? Did you love them? Were you completely let down when they disappeared from your favorite store's shelves? We have great news. Peninsula Bottling is excited to announce their return. Buku Energy has been relaunched, and after perfecting the best tasting energy drink ever, you can once again get your hands on this favorite. Enjoy many flavors such as punch, wildberry, and citrus. Buku Energy is back and available in stores now, thanks to Peninsula Bottling, your local Pepsi distributor.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Tires. You know, we've been helping keep folks safe on the road around here since 1952. That's why you can save up to $152 on a set of 4 select light truck and SUV tires during our fall tire sale. So swing by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952. Limited time offer while supplies last. Discount depends on tire size and type. Cannot be combined with other offers. Details at LesSchwab.com.
Here's a look at what's happening. The Friends of the Squim Library holding their monthly book sale this Saturday. Be at the Friends Building behind the Squim branch of the library, running 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join us for dinner to honor our veterans on Saturday. No charge for veterans, all others by donation at the Squim Elks Lodge, beginning at 4:30 p.m. Beef pot roast, potatoes, gravy, vegetables, and salad. The annual Outdoor Gear Swap. Buy, sell, trade used outdoor gear Sunday, noon to 3 at the Vern Burton Center in Port Angeles. $5 general admission, $8 per family. If you've got gear you'd like to drop off for sale, do that between 10 and 11 a.m. and pick up your unsold gear at 4 p.m. Peninsula College and the PC Foundation announcing the artists and dates for their 8th season of the Meyer Hall Concert Series. The next concert coming up Sunday, 3 p.m., the Pacific Brass will be performing there in the theater at Meyer Hall. It is open to the public at Peninsula College. Fairview Grange hosting a Veterans Appreciation event on Tuesday, November 12th. That'll be at 6 p.m. Veterans or active service members not required to bring any food. Anyone's welcome to attend. For those attending other than veterans or active service members, a potluck item is appreciated. The Grange at 161 Lake Farm Road, Port Angeles. The next of Olympic National Parks Prospective Speaker Series is November 12th. Eliza Good, Park Ranger, will talk about When Goats Fly, a short film about the relocation of the non-native mountain goats in Olympic National Park. Talks at 7 o'clock. It'll be in the Raymond Carver Room at the Port Angeles Library. And Dr. Eric Van Orman will present a free Working on Wellness Forum Wednesday the 13th, 2:30 p.m. at Trinity United Methodist Church. Dr. Van Orman will talk about common ocular conditions and ways to address them. And that's a look at what's happening.
Back one last time on the Friday show with Stan and Steph, wrapping things up.
Yeah, just enough time to say toodaloo.
Well, I'm going to miss you next week, Stan. I mean, your sunny disposition, your cheerful demeanor, your rah-rah-rah attitude, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that too. Now that
what, what am I going to do while you're gone? I'll be, I don't know if I can sell anything.
I don't know. But the vacation that I was longing for, counting down the days, and so anticipating, you've ruined it for me.
Well, I have this for you, though. I kept it, so I printed it off, and I'm going to give it to you to take so that you're able to follow along the
too
list.
Too late. There's no saving it. It's a ruined vacation.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway. Well, you'll have a good week, and we'll see you when I get back, I guess.
Yes, enjoy yourself and everybody
Next
else.
Next week on the Friday show, you and the capable Todd Ortlau.
Yes, I'll be here with Todd, and we'll be getting into trouble, no doubt.
Cruise us into another weekend.
We will.
ABC News coming up at 2 o'clock, bringing us all of the news they want us to know about. Of course, as we learned this week, some of the stories they just tend to sit on, but... It's kind of like our hourly Yes or BS segment here on the radio.
Yes.
ABC News coming up at the top, and then Dave Ramsey is in. Have a great weekend, travel safely, and stay tuned to KOMP.
Online at myclallamcounty.com. News Radio KONP, Port Angeles, Squim, FM.